Dr. Raj is back on Power 102 Digital.
Sexplosion.
Yes, Sexplosion is back every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Join Dr. Raj as he explores the issues related to sexual intimacy and sexuality.
Hi, this is Dr. Raj. I am back on Power 102 with Sexplosion.
Join us. Sexplosion with Dr. Raj is back.
4 to 6 every Friday and only on Power 102 Digital.
You don't know, it's only exclusive to Power 102 Digital. Good afternoon, Dr. Raj, and good afternoon to the Naughty Angels.
Good afternoon, David. Good afternoon to all the listeners out there. For those of you who are joining us live on Power 102 Digital, we have a bumper program for you. We have all the angels here. Good evening, angels. Good afternoon, angels. Sorry, it's not evening.
Good afternoon, Dr. Raj.
I'm flooded with angels. I have four angels looking at me. I feel like David, I don't know what to do. I don't know if to do my program or if to leave here. Boy. What do you think I should do?
Send out an SOS for the Mac Daddy.
Hello.
SOS Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy, I need you. So we're here to talk sex, and we're here to, of course, the angels are all here. One in pink, one in black, one in gray with white stripes. That's whoever is looking at the special place to look. They may see. Whoever is on or live will see something. But they have to listen because this is radio. Use your imagination.
Yes.
Before we get started, we have some ads to read. So let's hear what's happening here.
So we are brought to you by Ratangs, up to 50% off. Fall in love with us all over again. Up to 50% off recovery sale, over 500 household items to choose from, curtains, brand name sneakers, clothes, and much, much more. Ratangs nationwide. Pennywise, Plaza Laramie, High Street San Fernando, Coover Main Road, Main Road Chagornas, Arima Tunapuna, and Henry Street, Port of Spain.
Radiant Sensational Secrets brings to you Freedom vs. Masters and Slaves. On the 19th of November, come explore with us as we become one with ourselves, as we become master or slave in the BDSM community. Freedom will have live dancing, acts, and live massages, as well as our sensual after party. Eye mask must be worn. This event will be held at a private location, and tickets must be purchased before the date. Female tickets, non-partaking is $250, partaking is $275. Male tickets, non-partaking is $350, and partaking is $375. Couples, $500, partaking. For more information, WhatsApp or call 398-8779 Giselle, or follow them on IG at Lust Secrets 1, LustSecrets 1.
So, back to our program, we're going to discuss attraction versus revulsion. But before we go into our topic of the day, so for those of you who are listening and you have your questions, now, I know some of you are new to Power 102 FM. I was told today by Master Control and by Mr. Mohammed, Ruben Mohammed, that we have three of the programs that we did previously up and running on the Sexplosion page on Power 102. For those of you who want to listen to those programs, all you simply have to do is plug in www.power102fm.com, go to the Sexplosion page, go scroll down to the bottom. Now there's a survey. As you're going down, you'll see a survey. Fill out that survey, or if you have questions to ask, you can put it in there. Send it back to us so we get your feedback. Go down to the bottom, you'll see the three programs down there. Press on whatever program you want to listen to and listen to us there, pre-recorded programs. So, today's program will be on attractions versus revulsion. Are you revolted or somebody has upset you so much that you don't want to hear anything from them? But we have some questions that came in, don't we? So, let's hear the questions.
So, our first question is from Donald56, Trin City. My wife's vagina has stretched after childbirth. What can she do to make it tighter?
Tightening of the vagina will encompass a number of things. You can use their creams and inserts that you can put into the vagina that will tighten the vagina. Exercise also is important. Exercising the Kegel muscle is important. Now, the elasticity of the vagina changes as you age. When you make a child, immediately after, it takes a couple of months for it to get back to its natural size. As a matter of fact, I've heard some women get tighter than they was before. But it all depends on the person. Now, large penis size will not stretch out your vagina. Vagina is made, it's elastic. There's elasticity inside of the vagina, so it can stretch. So when you hear the fallacy of somebody saying, oh, she had a big penis, that's why her vagina stretched out, it's because the walls of the vagina gotten weak. So when it gets weaker, it expands. That's why you can fist a woman, and that very same woman, you can put a finger and it will feel tight. Depending on the strength of the woman's Kegel exercise and the vaginal walls. So what that person should do is start doing exercises to tighten the vagina. There are various tightening cream. There's one called 18 again. There's one called shrink cream. There is one called, it's very popular. We used to sell a lot. Virgin again. Those are the creams that you can apply to the vagina, a little amount, into the vagina that tightens the wall of the vagina. Next question. Do we have another question?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
How can my wife and I join your swingers club? Horny couple 34, 36, and 34, Diego Martin.
Horny couple?
Yeah.
Well, if you're horny, this is the place to come. This is where you need to be. The swingers club is RSO Swingers Club. All you need to do is come into my office, fill out the form. After you've filled out the form, you need to go and do your test. That test is an STD, STI profile. There's a charge to join the club. After you have joined the club, there's an initiation that takes place. Once you have passed through the initiation, well, of course, first of all, your STD, STI profile, you must pass that. You don't want to be positive. You want to be negative. So once you have gone through that stage, the monies that you pay would be applicable to your fees. If you fail there, that's it. You've lost your money and you've lost your chance to be in the club. Now, there are some STDs and STI that can be treated. We can treat it at the adult therapy center, or you can go by a private doctor and have it treated, and you can come back to the club as long as you have a negative reading. After you have done those things and you have gone through the initiation, then you come to the activities of the club and you participate. No is no in the swingers club. If in all my clubs, if somebody tells you no, walk away. Don't try to inveigle them to do anything. If they are comfortable to do other things, they are going to let you know.
Does Spanish fly work? Mukesh, 24.
There are various types of Spanish fly. If you use the ones that are popularly sold, it's all it does, a Spanish fly, what it does, it lessens your inhibition. I cannot give you Spanish fly, and if you don't like me, you're going to have sex with me. That don't happen. Spanish fly allows you to lessen your inhibition so your partner could arouse you, or you will be more attuned to your partner arousing you. So it's not a drug. It's not a deep rate drug that you give somebody to take and they're going to lie down there with their legs open and they don't know what's going on. So some people are fearful of the word Spanish fly. Some people think it's a drug. It's not a drug. It's just a stimulant that helps you to loosen your inhibitions.
Can we come to see you about getting pregnant? Couple, 28, South.
Yes, of course. At the Adult Therapy Center, I deal with all sexual dysfunction. If a couple wants to have a child, I deal with that also. As a matter of fact, there are lots of couples out there who have had children, and they will tell me my child is growing up. They will send me pictures of the child. They'll send me pictures of the first day of school. I've met somebody at the mall once, and the person walked up to me and said, here's your child. But I knew what the person meant. I knew what the person meant. And I was very thankful and elated of the fact that I can assist a couple to have children. If you understand my background, you'll know why I took this role, especially the role of helping couples to have children. One of the things that happened to me is I was in a major accident. My spine was damaged. I was paralyzed in bed for months. I was told I could never walk again. I was told I wouldn't be able to have children. And because of Dr. Malcolm Adams, who I met in Trinidad, and other things that I did, I overcame that. And one of the things he told me, he said, I'm teaching you these things, but I want you to practice it in the future. That's why I help people to have children. And it doesn't cost you a ton load of money as if you go and do in vitro. If you do in vitro, it costs you about $70,000 to $100,000. I charge you less than 10% of that. And you can have a child. So yes, they can.
We want to have a child, but my sperm count is low and can assist Dave 27 from Miracaro.
Semen analysis is important for any couple that wants to have a child. Therefore, if you're going to have a child, the first thing you do is make sure that both parties are tested. Most men like to put the blame on the woman and say she's barren. But sometimes it is the guy's fault. They may have an ordinary sperm count with low levels of live sperm. So let's say you have 20 million sperm, but only 10% is alive. That means you have 2 million sperm. You cannot impregnate someone with 2 million sperm count. You have to have at least 18 million live sperm to impregnate someone. Now think about it. 18 million? That could fit on a pinhead. That's how small a sperm is. So, when you see all this amount of liquid coming out of a vagina, right? Coming out of a penis and going into the vagina, it doesn't mean to say it's loaded with sperm, because you must have some liquefaction for that sperm to travel. Now, the sperm, you have fast moving, moderate moving, and slow moving. The ones that get you pregnant is which one? Absolutely not. It's the moderate and slow moving. The fast moving, they go and they die. Go and they die. Go and they die. They're making way for the moderate one or the slow moving one to come and hit. Now, that's why some women could have sex today and their ovulation is tomorrow and they get pregnant tomorrow. You understand that? So that's why when you ejaculate in a vagina, the sperm remain alive in the vagina for 3 days. So if you don't do shout or wash out properly, the sperms are still there and you could get pregnant. That's why you don't play the fool with pre-cum and rub it on the vagina. That also have some sperm in it. So if the guy is potent and he has about a count of 100 million with a high percentage of motility, he could get you pregnant with his pre-cum. Okay? So the volume of sperm doesn't matter. What matters is the count. So if someone has low sperm count, we increase that. We strengthen the sperm. So if you have a bad morphology, you have a low amount of live sperm, we can increase it. Those are the things that we do at the Adult Health Center. We're not just about sex and people having fun, you know. We are about taking care of people. That's what Dr. Raj, the Adult Therapy Center, the stores, they all cater for that. There are supplements to help you to build your sperm. There are supplements to strengthen your sperm. If you know what to use, of course, come and do a consultation and you'll find out. I think this needs to be here. Right. Next question, if there's...
Yes. Felicia, 23. What is a massage with a happy ending?
A massage is a happy ending, you are allowed to ejaculate or have an orgasm. If someone is doing a massage to you and you're male, they do all sorts of stimulation to make sure you ejaculate. Most of the time, you're so stimulated after you do a sensual massage. And that's what we do. At any one of our massage parlor, we do what you call a sensual therapeutic massage. It starts off as being therapeutic. So it can be therapeutic sensual. Anyhow you want to put it. Right? It starts off as being therapeutic, meaning it relaxes you and whatnot. You can get it deep into the tissue. And then it goes to the sensual part, where you stimulate different areas of the body, the glands of the body, behind the elbow, behind the knees, along the pelvic area, the scrotum, the penis itself, the perineum, that area between the scrotum and your anus is called the perineum. So once you stimulate those areas, from the time you touch the penis, the guy ready to ejaculate. And it's the very same thing with women. You do such a good job at stimulating. It's like foreplay. Remember, I don't think it was this program. Some program back, we talk about the erogenous zone of a woman. It is not only the nape of the neck or the leg or the vagina that is the erogenous zone of a woman. Every inch or square inch of a woman's skin is an erogenous zone, if you know how to stimulate it. There are points in the feet that if you touch it, you can get that woman close to an orgasm. So once you do the massage properly, which of course my masseuse, they're all trained to do it, they can bring you to an orgasm or a happy ending very quickly.
Do you offer a job for a person who wants to make porn?
We offer a job for anyone who wants to get involved in anything that is in our arena, sexual. You want to be on the radio program? We have a job for you. You want to work at our massage parlor? We have a job for you. You want to work at our sex shop as a CSR? We have a job for you. You want to work in our clinic as a receptionist or somebody who actually administers different things in the clinic? We have a job for you. You want to work at our events where you participate in things? You can be a fluffer. You could be a talent. You could be somebody who just keep what we call a comforter. You just sit next to someone and keep them comfortable. Anything you want to do, you can do it at Total Image, Dr. Raj Adult Boutique, and all of our affiliated businesses. All you need to do, make an appointment, come in, fill out a form, and take it from there.
Is it safe to swallow brick?
Is it safe to swallow brick? I hope it's not breakthrough they're talking about it.
No, I think they were quite frank.
You think they meant semen?
Yes.
Right. It is very safe to swallow semen. It's a high percentage of protein, vitamins, and minerals. So it's good for your skin, and it's good for you. It's rumored that Cleopatra used to bathe in semen. Well, and milk, to make sure her skin was perfect. And there are women who use semen as to do facial and whatnot. So yes, it is very safe for you.
Dr. Raj, you have a lot of women screaming this afternoon.
Me? How? I ain't touched nobody yet? Yet. Thank God. Thank God you all are 5 feet away from here. Yeah, that's about 5 feet, yeah.
Next question. My boyfriend is angry with me because of an STD, herpes type 1. I've never had sex with anyone but him. What to do?
What type of STD?
Herpes type 1.
If your boyfriend vexed with you for having herpes type 1, he's a ignoramus. Get rid of him. Herpes type 1, everybody has that. It's what we call cockroach bite you on your lip. Pole sores. That's a pox. That's herpes type 1. Herpes type 2 is the sexually transmitted herpes. So everybody has the herpes type 1 in them. They're born with that. It's when it's activated, then you have a cold sore breaking out on your lip. So if he, I don't know what kind of education he have or whatever, but if he thinks herpes type 1 is a sexually transmitted disease, no, my friend. All the poxes are herpes. So you have herpes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now we have 6 monkeypox. Chicken pox. Small pox. They're all herpes. So, but the one to worry about is herpes type 2. Right? So, get an ex-boyfriend.
Right. How do I introduce my wife to have a threesome or swap? Michael 38 San Juan.
If you want to introduce your wife to do something sexual, first of all, you got to know if she's open-minded enough. So you should have had that discussion with her. Secondly, it must not be a topic that you bring up when you're having breakfast, after a fight, when you're having any meal. It's a topic that you bring out when you have a quiet, sensual moment alone. For example, you take your wife out to dinner, you're sitting with each other, candles burning, you have a glass of wine, and you say, darling, you know, I've been thinking about a threesome, and she tell you, what slap? Don't query it further. But if she says, you have been, why would you be thinking about that, darling? Well, at least she opened the door for you.
So you say, well, it would be nice to introduce someone else in our
relationship or have someone else partake in the things that we're doing. Or, I'm looking out for you also because I know you always had a fantasy to be with two guys. Don't make it about you. Anytime you make it about you, you fail.
Yeah. So, Dr. Raj, you're trying to see the mama guy. She feels.
No, that's not mama guy. That is being honest. If you mama guy in someone, you will put up a lie. You don't do that. Don't lie to your wife. Don't lie to your husband. Be honest and straightforward. And at the same time, understand who you're talking to. If I'm married to you, you don't think I will know your tells? You think I wouldn't know when you're angry, when you're playful? When you're playful is when I'll talk about something like that. When we the bed, before we make love, right? Those are the things that you could do. But I always advise couples or persons to plant the seed of whatever you want in your relationship. Plant the seed and leave it to germinate. How do you leave it to germinate? After you have planted the seed, look at a blues with a threesome. Both types. Two women, one guy. Two guy, one woman. See her reaction. See how much she's stimulated. Or something with an orgy. And then you carry on the conversation based on how she reacts to that. So it's all about creating the atmosphere and getting her comfortable enough to discuss it. Now, sometimes she might be more willing than you and say, in true, you know, long I think about that, let's go do it. Next question. Someone is tuning in from Faizabad. And they say hello to the angels also.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Faizabad.
I don't know why when she's talking it's slow. Because she's looking down. You have to look at the microphone. Yes, let's go. Next. Do we have more questions?
Yes, we do. One guy gave me oral sex, and after I got an itch, is that something that can happen? Cindy, Yui.
Of course. First of all, if a person has bad breath, don't let it go down on you. If they can't take care of their mouth, and there's bacteria in their mouth, that is bacteria that is causing that. Halitosis is because of bacteria. Bad bacteria that is coming off from the gut. That's what halitosis is. People feel that if you have bad breath, it comes from the mouth. It's not from your mouth, it's coming up from your gut. So if you have that issue, obviously, you're going to pass on that bacteria to the woman. And the bacterial infection is going to cause her to itch. So if a woman's mouth is not clean and she goes down on you, on your penis, you're going to get itching. The very same thing in reverse will happen to the woman. So guys and ladies, please take care of your breath. A mouthwash alone don't work. Okay. No, sir. If you have bad breath, mouthwash alone don't work. Next question, if there's any more.
I am gay, and I don't know how to tell my parents. Can you assist me? Daryl, 18.
Yes, I've had persons come to me before who kind of figure out that they are gay. I had a 14-year-old call me once, and he came with his mother and father. I had a guy who was 17, wanted me to talk to his parents also about him being gay. And of course, the obvious question they ask is, how do you know you're gay if you never did anything? And of course, I will start to explain to them about the feelings that a person will have, the things that will interest them and whatnot. It's not an easy pill to swallow when your child tells you that they're gay, whether it be lesbian or homosexual. But with a little guidance, you can get the parents to be a little more understanding of the situation and what affects this child. So you'll be able to tell this person, these are the things that the person is going to experience. This is what the person may want to do. They're not going to be going with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. But at the same time, You teach them about safe sex. You teach them about STD, STI in front of your parents. And you let them know that the responsibility is theirs for their own body.
My foreskin is dry and tight. It is difficult to pull back and it tears.
I think your mic is muted. That's why.
Here.
You see about muting and unmuting.
My foreskin is dry and tight. It is difficult to pull back and it tears and burns. What can that be? I'm 54 farmer.
Tight foreskin, when that comes about, it's something called phimosis. Phimosis comes about for most men who have foreskin. If you don't have any foreskin, you don't have to worry about phimosis. But phimosis comes about when you don't take care of your personal hygiene. Most of the time, we wash our hands after we touch our penis. You're supposed to wash your hand before you touch your penis. Because anybody that comes into contact with chemicals, any sort of chemicals, and touches their penis will cause phimosis to take place. Any person who touches dirt and garbage and whatnot, don't go touching your penis. You are going to transfer bacteria to your penis and you're going to get phimosis. And what is the number one nasty thing it have? One guess. What is the number one nasty thing it have? Money! You don't know who pick up a dollar from a drain? Who had $5 in something that had contaminated? You don't know? Money is the number one nasty thing there is. So if you are handling money and you want to touch your penis or your vagina, wash your hands, please, before you do so. So phimosis is curable. My wife came up with a wonderful concoction and a program to cure phimosis. And we do that at the Adult Therapy Center. You don't need to circumcise. Most doctors will tell you to circumcise your penis. You don't need to do that. We cure it right here. But don't try to pull back the foreskin without lubrication. And the best form of lubrication for somebody with phimosis is what? What kind of oil? No, not baby oil. Baby oil you could use. The number one thing that you can use is, what is antibacterial and antiviral? Coconut oil. Thank you, darling. Coconut oil is the best lube for sex. You know that? It's natural, keep antibacterial. There you have it. Next. You're learning something.
If I come to your live show, do I have to take part or can I just watch? Debbie 55.
When you are at the live show, you haven't paid to participate. The only time you participate is when you pay to participate. People at the live show sit back and watch. Right? So, if you are at the live show and you see the action and you go closer, not a problem. But you do not participate and no one sees the action of what you're doing. Unless they're there in the live show. Other than that, you just relax and enjoy the show. Next, any?
I want a massage from a male. What to expect? Male, 26.
The cameraman?
Ooh.
It depends on what you want. If you want the full works, which is with a happy ending, it depends on the masseuse. If it is, he wants it from a male, right? The person wants it from a male? Right. If you just tell the person your boundaries, what you are comfortable with, and what you are willing to do. And it is done. We are here to provide the services that you need to make your life a better life. That's what we are here for. So if we have a masseur that participates in same-sex interplay, fine, just ask for that. If he does not, he will tell you beforehand, I'm not going down that road, but I'll give you a massage.
My husband cannot maintain an erection. Can he visit your clinic to get it fixed? frustrated wife, 62.
If you cannot get an erection, okay, obviously you have erectile dysfunction. If you have erectile dysfunction that is associated with your age, and that's one of the things that happen as you age. As you get older, you have more challenges when it comes to your sex life. And the more you do in your younger age, it will take more to satisfy you and or stimulate you in your older age. So all these things are what we do at the Adult Therapy Center. We do a consultation. We find out these things. We find out if you're ever working in a petrochemical environment, if you're a straightener painter, if you're a welder. These things will affect you. Because in welding, you are dealing with chemicals. You are burning a solid and turning it into a gas so it could fuse, or a liquid so it could fuse, and then it gets back into a solid. All these things have fumes and it could affect you. Same thing with spray painting, straightening and painting. So when we get a background of the individual, do you know there are some places in Trinidad, if you live in those areas, you are guaranteed to get erectile dysfunction? Think about all the chemical areas in Trinidad. Right, thank you. She said it. If you live around that area, you are sure to get erectile dysfunction because you're always smelling gas. You're always inhaling different gases and it's going to affect you. Next question, please. Oh.
So our last and final question.
Last and final.
My husband's penis no longer satisfies me because it is not hard enough. He says it is his alignment and medication causing it. I heard about sleeves or hollow strap-on. Can that help? Sophia, 42, young and sexy.
If you have erectile dysfunction and you get treated for it and the treatment doesn't work 100%, and some guys don't get full treatment because sometimes they don't want to spend the money behind it. Sometimes they give up halfway through it. Sometimes they just find that it's something I shouldn't be doing. But your partner still wants to have sex. Yes, you can use a sleeve. But the sleeve will not stay on if you have a weak penis. What you have to use is the hollow strap-on. With the hollow strap-on, the penis goes into a hole, which is in the dildo. The dildo is strapped onto your waist, so it becomes an extension of your penis. So whatever you're doing, the friction inside it will stimulate his penis. So he will get some feelings, and she will get plenty feelings. And if she's young and sexy, she could come to the events. You're invited. All right? Free of charge. Oh, why only watch him? So, okay. Anything else on questions and answer? Well,
that hangs up to 50% off. Fall in love with us all over again. Up to 50% recovery. Philippines, brand name, sneakers, clothes, and much more. Ratangs Nationwide. Pennywise Plaza, Laramie Main High Street, San Fernando, Coover Main Road, Main Road, Chagonas, Arima, Tunapuna, Henry Street, Port of Spain.
Radiant Sensational Secrets brings to you Freedom versus Masters and Slaves. On the 19th of November, come explore with us as we become one with ourselves, as we become master or slave in the BDSM community. Freedom will have live dancing, acts, and live massages, as well as our sensual after party. Eye masks must be worn. This event will be held at a private location and tickets must be purchased before the date. Female tickets, non-partaking is $250, partaking is $275. Male tickets, non-partaking is $350 and partaking is $375. Couples, $500, partaking. For more information, WhatsApp or call 398-8779 Giselle or follow them on IG at Lust Secrets 1, LUSTSECRETS 1.
Mark, are you hearing us? Are you getting everything that's coming from our end? David?
Yes, I'm hearing you guys.
Okay, we just want to make sure because everything coming through clearly?
Yes. Just that the person who spoke last there, that microphone needs to be, the level needs to go up a little bit.
I think so. Could we raise the level on that microphone? Yes. Because it's kind of, raise the level on the microphone. Mm-hmm. All right, so what was the topic for today?
Attraction versus repulsion.
Okay. What is attraction?
By definition.
By definition.
Well, as far as Google says, attraction is a noun. It means that you put yourself in a position where you attract the opposite sex.
That is not attraction.
The action or power of invoking interest in or liking of someone or something.
Right. That is attraction. That is you being attracted to someone. That is attraction. So, we can be attracted to many things. Causes you attracted to someone. Think before you talk. What causes your voice? No, it's not. Because you haven't heard it. Is it their intelligence? No. You don't know how intelligent they are. So what causes the attraction? To a male. Let's say we deal with a male. What causes the attraction of a male to a female? Your eyes. Your eyes causes the attraction to what you see. So, what causes the attraction of a female to a male? Women don't look at face.
What he says, how he speaks.
Right, so they have to hear. We have to look and you all have to hear. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
So I always vex with you when we watch it. Well, I don't want to bust me head when we see a nice woman and we do so.
Call us all about it sometimes.
Yes, that's true. No, that's true. Some guys don't know how to cover it. So if you use what causes attraction to stimulate your mind now. So I see a beautiful person. I may look at, some guys are breasts. They look at the breasts. Some guys are legs. Some guys are feet. Some guys, it may be the buttocks. But there's something in that individual that is going to attract you. And when you get that attraction, the next step is to approach the person and introduce yourself and get the person to react to you. A woman, on the other hand, already knows if she's attracted to someone from the time she glances. She already knows that. But she wants to hear what you come in with. She wants to know your game. So that's where the mouth comes in. They want you to talk. They want you to have an opening line. They want you to discuss something. So you might be attracted to maybe his intelligence. But the bottom line is, with attraction comes chemistry. Something inside of you changes. Butterflies in your stomach, a little nervousness, sweaty palms. Right? Those are not hearing what you're saying. No, still, those are the things that happens to you. Whether you are aware of it or not, or whether the person is so liberated that they think that those things don't happen, it still does, you know, in a more minute way. Because now you are more liberated and you'll say, I'm making the first step. Now women have been liberated to the point that they do venture beyond what they're supposed to do. Some of them. Some women sit back and say, I'll give him a chance and see how he come up to par, if he comes up to par. But there's always something there that is going to cause that conversation to take place. So let's say you're attracted to someone. And I go up to talk to you and your breath smelling bad. It lessens your attraction. I go to talk to you and the first words come out of your mouth is something I cannot understand. I don't speak your language. it lessens the attraction or it increases the attraction because it is a language that turns you on.
Excuse, Dr. Raj, is any of that
personal preference or sexuality?
Of course. I'll get into that. Now, if I walk into a room and I am attracted to women of East Indian descent, and somebody is not of an East Indian descent looking at me and that person is attracted to me, I may not be attracted to that person because I have an attraction. I know what I'm looking for. So let me not use race. Let's use body type, body size. I walk into a room and I like slim women. Someone who is oversized, I will not be attracted to them. I may have a conversation with the person. If the person approach me, of course, I'm going to do the right thing and listen to the person and have a conversation. But I wouldn't want to spend time. That's why some guys say, I'm going to get a drink, and they never come back.
So you don't like the tequilas?
I'm just using these examples. Me personally, I like any kind. Give me a bouquet. Give me a bouquet of women. I'll tell you, yeah, no problem. But there's sexual attraction and attraction. Eh? What I'm sexually attracted to may not fit into any one of those profiles. I'm just giving you examples. So, you're attracted to someone, you get married to the person, you date and you get married. And that person's physical being changes. What happens to you? It lessens the attraction. Because that is not what you are attracted to.
Correct is right to the third degree. If you gain a lot of weight and a pot belly, miss me.
Well, right. So it doesn't only work for men. It works for women also.
Correct is right.
So if the woman now, her attraction is a slim built guy. You don't have to be muscular. You don't have to be skinny. Average size. And all of a sudden, after you get married, you know, say, well, you get married, boy. Oh, God, the food, good home. Look how fat you're getting, boy. And all of a sudden, you look down, you can't see your own penis. You know what's going on. Right, a tool shed. But what happens is the woman lessens her attraction. So she has to find something. She has to retool her mind. He has to retool his mind to be attracted to what is being presented to him. So that's where the retooling comes in. But I'll tell you something. If someone comes into his focus that he was always attracted to, he will have an attraction to that person, you know. And that person could easily sway him or her because it is what the person likes. So in retooling oneself, you will find yourself still attracted to what you were attracted to before. But at the same time, because of the marriage, because you like your husband, because you like your wife, because you know you want to spend the rest of your life together with that person, you will try your best to put the negativities aside and accept that positive thing or make it into something positive. But you still have that attraction there buried within you. And those are the things that has caused people to step out of their marriage. Something as simple as not being attracted to your partner in the physical sense. Now, think about the person now. This is a people don't think about. Both of you met what I'm saying. One partner decided to take up a job. The other partner decided to take education. The job has upward mobility to a point. The other partner knows with education they can reach a PhD, they can reach professorship. And the person is going towards a PhD, or they're going towards becoming a doctor, or a lawyer, or an engineer. And you are in a construction business, or you are in a store, because your parents own a store. After a while, all you can communicate with one another, you know. The level of education does not match. One person who is increasing their education is speaking at one level, and you are accustomed to speaking to persons at your level. you cannot understand what that person is trying to put across to you. That also could cause a revulsion in the relationship. So you always need to be closely associating yourself with your partner. You have to understand the upward mobility of the person, he or she. And you have to try your best to keep up with that. Sometimes you may not have the ability to gain all that education because you don't have that ability to study and whatnot. But in whatever area you choose, you become the best in that. So you become an expert in that. So as you are becoming an expert in whatever you're doing, you are equaling, or you could still converse and you could still have that attraction. And the person will start, wouldn't look at you as something less. Religion could cause an attraction or a revulsion in a relationship. You're married to the person in one religion and all of a sudden they change their religion. Or you married a person in a different religion from yours and there's a battle when all you're having conversation, which religion better than which religion. You come from one country and the person like you because of the color of your skin. They like you because of the language that you use and it stimulates them. But all of a sudden, that person feels they're more important to you because the country that they come from. How are you going to deal with those things? Those are the things that cause revulsion. So attraction on one side, revulsion on the other side. We have a situation in Trinidad which I will deal with after the break. So let's take the break. Mm-hmm. We don't want dead air. Please, let's take the break and you do what you have to do. Read the ad. Read the ad. Yeah, that one. You read it.
Rattans up to 50% off. Fall in love with us all over again. Recovery sale 50% off. Over 500 household items available. Curtains, brand name sneakers, clothing, and much more. Rattans is location nationwide. Pennywise Plaza, Laramie, High Street, San Fernando, Coover Main Road, Main Road, Chaguanas, Arima, Tunapuna, and Henry Street, Port of Spain. Radiant Sensational Secrets brings to you Freedom versus Master and Slaves. On the 19th of November, come explore with us as we become one with ourselves, as we become masters of us or a slave in the BDSM community. Freedom will have live dancing, acts, and live massages, as well as our sensual after party. Eye masks must be worn. This event will be held at a private location, and tickets must be purchased before the date. Female tickets, $250 non-partaking, $275 partaking. Male tickets, $350 non-partaking, $375 partaking. Couples, $500 partaking. For more information, WhatsApp or call 398-8779. Giselle. Again, 398-8779. Giselle. Or follow them on Instagram at Lust Secrets 1. LustSecrets 1.
I must say a pleasant good afternoon to my long lost friend, Rishad. He's in New Jersey. We grew up together in Sangre Grande. I see my brother-in-law is on. Anil, good afternoon to you. And Anil made some very potent points here. Smell, toes, nails, hairdo. All these things are important for attraction. Some people overdo it with it. And if you think that is attractive, I have seen some women, I wonder how they sleep at night with the kind of hairdo that they have.
Again,
I always think natural is best because I would not like to meet someone and I'm attracted to what I see superficially, and when time to be intimate with the person, they're taking out a ton of things. Then what happens to you? It's called false advertising. That's what you're doing. You're trying to fool me. And a lot of women do that, you know. They spend a ton load of money on how they look because they know a man is attracted, or men are attracted visually. So if you're attracted visually, they think that they're going to fool you by looking a particular way. And suddenly, take off the lights there. If you put on that light, it's like cockroach in the room. You have to run. But it's the reality of what goes on. But the point, there's a point I want to bring, and this is not to cast aspersion on anyone or to insult anyone or to cause divisiveness. But there's a situation in Trinidad where a lot of men are attracted to women from our neighboring country simply because of their skin color and their hair color. Simply because they think that it is a badge on them to be seen with someone like that. But I'll tell you guys something. Those of us in the know, we just be secretly laughing at you, you know. No, I'm telling you. Because we know the hell that you're going through. Because it is a hell. Because most of the time, these women are only interested in your wallet. They're not interested in you. There's no genuine attraction of that person to you based on how you look. And I'll give you a good example. If you go to places like Sangre Grande, far off places like Piparo and whatnot, Debe, Pinal and whatnot, you'll be surprised to see the amount of persons who are from our neighboring country. But you'll be surprised to see the kind of men that they hook themselves up with. Yesterday, my personal assistant and I were having lunch at a particular place in the south. And we saw this person with someone foreign. And we're looking at the mismatch. And she's there pretending to be all lovey-dovey. And I say, his money done. And when that money done, she gone. I have had many clients come to me to ask me what to do because their husband have a young girl going to school, paying for her, paying for an apartment, buying all the nice clothes for her, doing everything that she wants to do, and even going out with her. And he don't have time for his wife and his children, denying them that. But there's something I found out also, and this is from somebody in the know. This is not old talk. This is somebody in the know. And for those of you who believe, may see some validity to it. For those of you who don't believe, you'll say I talk in stupidness. There are some of these women who go to what we'll call a Obia man in their country. They'll go back. And they could go back and forth. During COVID, I think they was back and forth like crazy. Like normal. And that they're laughing. That's a fact. That's a fact. They could go back and forth as they want. Because it's all illegal. And they will go to this Obia man or this Obia person. And because of their religion and whatnot, they just do this. And load their vagina and come back to you. And when you get a taste of that vagina, you cannot leave that woman alone. That's the end of you. And when she leaves you, you are a broken man because that is all you want. And this is someone who takes them to get this done, eh? A local person, telling me that this is what they do. And I was off. I already knew some of these things, but I never had anyone confirm it. So, if you think that it is a badge on you to have that, fine. That's your choice. That is your choice. Everyone has a choice. But your choice should not come about because someone is fooling you. You should have enough education. You should have enough common sense to know I am being fooled. And how many of us use our common sense when it comes to these things?
They say the penis is a second head. So I don't think they try to use the common sense all that much.
Well, if you're thinking with your penis head, you're gone. Dr. Singh, how are you? Yes, no. Obviously, if you're thinking with your penis, you are not logical. The penis is not logical. The penis gets hard, it wants to go into a hole. Or it wants to relieve. Right? It wants release or relief. So it's not logical. The logical mind thinks differently. It looks at circumstances. It looks at what I'm getting. If I look at someone, I know if they like me or not. You will get a vibe. But if you're not attuned to that, and if the person has confuffled your mind to the extent, through their vagina, or through doing something that I wouldn't say is evil, but is part of their rituals, to have you confused. It's like this. There are some persons who go to certain institutions. I don't want to use the correct words here. I'm talking like in parables. They go to a certain institution, and the person will tell you certain things, and you will believe what the person is telling you. But why? If somebody comes to me, as Dr. Raj, to my clinic, obviously they have a problem. Isn't that so? So if you go to these people to do your CBDB or whatever, you have a problem. So when you come, hey, girl, you have a real problem, girl. Yes, I've seen it in your face, girl. You are on a real... And you will start giving me the answers. And I will start repeating what you're saying to fool you. There's one guy in South does that wonderfully well until people don't forget to figure him out and they drop him. There's persons with institution, well-lit theatrics like that, and they get you to change your belief. I always say, if I could get you to change your belief, I could have you walking naked. Because your belief is supposed to be your strongest thing. But some people are not strong in their belief. Some persons, they are not so well rooted in who they are. They're not rooted. So they can change their religion. They even want to change their race. Imagine that. There are persons who are dying their skin, doing things to change how your God, what God gave you, to look like something else. How could that be right? And it all has to do with what we talk about, attraction and revulsion. If I figure out that you are doing things to impress upon me a false image, I can't be attracted to you. Because then you're not
so
real.
So, Dr. Raj, what would be your opinion on plastic surgery when it comes to that? Because from my perspective, if I add on some, I think they might be more attracted to me.
I will not be. That doesn't attract me. I go to all kind of porn shows all over the world, and when I see women with false breasts and whatnot, I don't want to be near them. That is not attractive to me. That is not natural. There are persons that, who are attracted to that, you know, and like I said, to each his own. But think. I do not want to touch a breast that feeling like plastic. Have you ever touched a breast that has augmentation? Have you ever touched it? It doesn't feel nice. It doesn't feel nice. How could I be with someone that if I touch a part of the body, there's revulsion? There's no attraction. What would happen to me? It's the very same thing if a woman is with a guy, right? And he's trying to impress upon her that he is some big puppy. And she know he's lying like hell. Would you be attracted at or revolted by that? Well, right. So attraction and revulsion comes about because of those things. You will know if the person is falsifying themselves. Oh, you're with a guy, and he tell you, I am married and thinking, and when you find out you have a wife, what do you want to do? Not kill? Because you're not being honest. When you change things about yourself, for whatever reason, and the person finds out the truth, you think the attraction increases? The attraction only increases if that person is a con man, or want to fool you just as much as you fooling him. And these are the things that we need to think about. So when you have individuals looking at certain body type, and I'm talking about natural body type, I'm not talking about unnatural. No, there are some guys who are attracted to unnatural body types because there's a fetish for that also. Now, fetishism in sex is different from that attraction, everyday attraction. So you have to differentiate. So I remember seeing once persons doing augmentation to their bodies because they are in a particular role and they are persons who will pay money for that. Big buttocks, big... I met a woman was 52 something, D or FFFFF, breast all there. I didn't want to go near her. But there are guys who would pay money for that. So she's in the industry to do those things to make money. But how long would you be making money for? It's like, okay, a very simple example. Women who do augmentation of their lip and they look looking like a butthole. It's looking unnatural. So, as I said, we're discussing something specific here. Attraction and revulsion. Once your attraction to another person is all natural, and it has to do with the basic things that you were taught, right? I don't believe in looking down upon anyone. I don't believe that you should chastise someone because of the way they look, the shape, or the size, or the race, or the color. So you can see a very attractive woman who is light-skinned, a very attractive woman who is medium-toned, or dark-skinned. There's attraction in everything. If you have that open mind to see attraction and to see beauty, there's beauty in everything. You can't tell me you only like white flowers. If you like flowers, you like flowers, and no matter what the color of the flower may be, you would appreciate it. But do you know, for any time you pick a flower, you like it again, you know? You know why? You've just killed it. That's all it's going to do, die and rot. The beauty of a flower is when it's on the tree. Unless you're taking a flower to offer it back to God, because it's His. That's a different thing. But if you say, I love this rose. Yeah, man, I love this rose. 2 days after you train away, that even 2 days you train away that the next day. Exactly.
That is definitely lust.
Yes. So you see how simply you could put it? If you love the rose on the tree, you look at it. If you like the orchids on the tree, you wouldn't pick it. The beauty of it is on the tree, on the plant, on the flowering plant. Let it die a natural death and fall. Of course, like I said, if you're using it for something, it's something different. A funeral, offering in a prayer, whatever. So to simplify, that's what I'm trying to get people to think about these things. Don't tell me you love something and you kill it. That's what you've done. You've killed it. So it's like violence to the flower, violence to the woman, violence to the man. You can't tell me, you know, only in Indian picture they see that. I hate you, and all of a sudden I love you, and a kiss and rain falling. You know why there's a rain and thunder in Indian movie long time? That means they're kissing and having sex. That's what it means. Yeah, that's why every Indian movie you'll see that. Long ago. Now they just kiss and do it. But long ago, that's what it signified. So from I hate you, and she coughing you up, and all of a sudden the hands are wrong here.
So you hear that clearly, all you plant lovers, you guys are loving souls.
Right, but it's the same thing for guys. Who say they don't have guys who appreciate these things? It's not only women that appreciate those things. Right. No, but what I'm saying is if a guy could take the time to appreciate nature in that way, don't you think you could have that in you to appreciate women?
Please say it again for them to hear it louder.
That is how simple it is. It is as simple as that. But if you have a guy going through life and does not see the beauty in nature, how could he see the beauty in a woman? How could you do that? If you have a guy abusing a kitten or a puppy, how could that person have love for another human being? It's an extension of us. That's why psychologists will look at the history of a child, when a child becomes a mass murderer, and you'll hear the neighbor saying, yeah, he's a hang-up dog and shoot it with a pellet gun. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's a bad thing to do. Of course it's a bad thing to do. How could that be good? How could you be a human being with feelings and do those things? Shoot a bird because the bird is flying and he's free? Or put a bird in a cage? What are you doing when you put a bird in a cage? You're locking up the bird. Would you like to be locked up like that? My grandfather, I remember, when we were kids, I mean, we were less than 10 years of age, one thing he told me, and my Aja, he told me, he said, don't ever put a bird in a cage in this house, you know. So I say, Aja, why? Not that I wanted a bird in a cage. Would you like to be in a jail? No, Aja. Well, don't put any bird in any cage. They're not meant to be in cage. And I grew up with that. So much so. I have a brother, but he's about 3.5 years younger than I am. When my grandfather died, I was 14, so he would have been 11 and something. And eventually he had a bird in a cage. But I will never put a bird in a cage. I would not do it to this day. When I see a bird in a cage, but I understand that domesticated birds can't live in the wild. I understand that also. So it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. But the point I'm making is if your humanity comes out for a flower, a plant, an animal, obviously you will have that humanity when it comes to a relationship. You'll be more understanding. So I'm sure if we do a survey of persons who have been violent towards their partner, you should also do a survey of their childhood and the things that they see as right. You see, that is why sexology is a study of human beings and the environment. A sexologist is a social anthropologist. When somebody come and sit in front of me and they start telling me of their problems, I want to know a little bit about their history. I want to understand where this came from. When a couple comes and sit down in front of me and I see the woman cowering and looking at her body language while he's talking, I know there's violence in the relationship. When I look at both of them sitting and one is like this and the other one is like that, I know there's no love. There's no appreciation for one another. There are so many tell signs that you see as a sexologist. You read those signs and then you try to get them to break that. But if it is inculcated in you to do those things naturally, it's difficult to break. It's very difficult to break. So you will not appreciate what your partner is bringing to the table. You will not appreciate the good things that are happening. Because all you are seeing is your selfish view of things. And that is where a lot of problems comes in. That is the destroyer of attraction. Because at the end of the day, you are no longer attracted to the person. Because of all these different factors. And how do you overcome it? We take a break.
Rattans, up to 50% off. Fall in love with us all over again. Rattans Recovery Sale have over 500 household items to choose from. Curtains, brand name sneakers, clothes, and much, much more. Rattans is located nationwide. Pennywise Plaza, Laramie, High Street, San Fernando, Hoover Main Road, Chogonas, Arima, Tunapuna, Henry Street, Port of Spain. Radiant Sensational Secrets brings to you Freedom versus Masters and Slaves. On the 19th of November, come explore with us as we become one with ourselves, as we become master or slaves in the BDSM community. Freedom will have live dancing, acts, and live massages, as well as a sensual after party. Eye masks must be worn. This event will be held at a private location and tickets must be purchased before the date. Female tickets, $250 non-partaking, $275 partaking. Male ticket, $350 non-partaking, $375 partaking. Couples, $500 partaking. For more information, WhatsApp or call 398-8779 Giselle. Again, 398-8779 Giselle. Or follow them on Instagram at LustSecrets1. LustSecrets1.
So next week Saturday we're going to that, right? I know she going. She has said that from day one. You watching me and you going or you not going? The cameraman say he going as a masseur. He's giving massages left, right, and center.
I do.
And he doing a class on oral technique on that night.
I'm not too sure about the breath situation, so I might take a little pass on that one.
And they say doing it on you? Did I? he already have his model. You insulted. Retract that.
No problem.
Put that post up. You see, you're getting support. You're getting support. But, you know, Sexplosion is not only about sex, as you all are aware of that, right? You're well aware of that. You're well aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just make it sure. We like to talk about different things that affect people. Sometimes we move. Sexplosion is also a show that could go to any location as long as there's good internet. That's what we need, good internet. If there's no good internet, we can't come by you. So the last show we had last month was at the coffee shop at Globe City Complex in Chase Village. We're going to have a repeat there the last Friday of this month. I think it's the 25th. Wait, that's my wife's birthday. Ooh, I better carry her with me. So they have to behave all yourself, eh? No smiling and laughing for you. Don't watch me with those lustful eyes. Yes. Look down. No, my wife don't mind, as you all know. So, for those of you who want to join us there at the coffee shop, we will be there two Fridays from now. Live show. Part of the audience. You could take part. You could ask your questions from the audience. You can, of course, have a nice cup of coffee. They have lovely coffee and tea there. I'm a tea drinker, so or you could get other things that you can do. Have partaking juices and sandwiches and whatnot. What you had the last time? You had everything? Right. Not everything, but most of what they had. All the eats and drinks. Yeah, boy, that's some lovely ladies there, boy. I was very taken aback by that. The after party, when we stayed back and chatted with them. So, that's something that we do. Now, of course, for those of you who want to advertise on this program, now we reach at least 50,000 persons on our live, not our Facebook live, but our live radio audience. Plus, the programs are recorded with everything, commercial and everything, and it is placed on the website at Power 102 FM, where persons can go at any time and listen to what we are saying, and of course, hear your ad. So you're getting replay after replay after replay. We read your ad out, or we have it, if you have a recording of it, on the program, 5 times on the program, so you get value for your money. And you know the best thing about it? It costs you just pennies to be on the radio program. It's not a very expensive thing. It's very economical. And you get to reach a very large audience. But, bear this in mind. We are talking to children. We're not talking to people who are to go and ask mommy and daddy for money. We are talking to adults. We are doing a program for adults who have money to spend. So if you want your product advertised and you want person to buy your product, this is the place. We are speaking to adults and adults have the money to spend. Think about it.
At Total Image Inc. and Dr. Raj Adult Boutiques, we carry a wide range of toys, supplements, sexual enhancers, and lots more. There are the massage parlors for your relaxation and the adult therapy center for your sexual health. We are located in St. Augustine, Bamboo, Debe, Princess Tong, and Chaguanas. For the unconventional persons, we have the RSO Swingers Club, the Satoru Gentlemen's Club, and the Strabagale's Alternative Lifestyle Club. We specialize in programs for the betterment of all. Our next event will be on Saturday from 4:20 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can hear us every Friday from 4 to 6 on Power 102 Digital. Want to advertise with us or host our live audience? Please feel free to contact Dr. Raj at 740-1961 or the marketing department at 388-3419.
You know, I smiled there. You know how long I have not heard about that club called Strabagale's? Honestly, I have not done anything for Strabagale's in the longest while. And that was one of the first club I started on Arapita Avenue in the year 1993, 94. My God, you're bringing back memories, Gail. Where you did that research? Where you got that from? No, I know Satoru G Club. That's the gentleman's club. And I know of the RSO Swingers Club because we always doing activities for both of them. But Strabagale's, boy. Thank you very much. Thank you. Of course, we have clubs and we have events. We have live events where you can come and participate or just look on. You can also pay for a Zoom where you actually see what is taking place there, but you can do it from the comfort of your car, your bedroom, your toilet, if you need to hide, your living room, or any other area you want to sit down and watch it on your smartphone or your laptop. We do live Zoom. That's why it starts at 4:20 and ends at 5. 40 minutes of using Zoom, you get to see what is taking place. Now, those who come to the live show knows that things go on after that. You're laughing. There are things that goes on after that. We don't stop. We may have stopped zooming, but we don't stop, right, cameraman? And for those who want to participate, of course, you can participate. But the persons who want to just look on, you're free to look on. Nobody interferes with you. They might make a little joke with you and whatnot, but that's about it. They know nobody's going to touch you inappropriately. Nobody's going to have any interaction with you to try to inveigle you to do anything. It's just fun and games for everyone to have a good time. Adults come, are welcome. You have adult male, female, and couples. The Swingers Club, as I mentioned before, it's a club where couples, like-minded couples, get together to exchange partners, to do a foursome, threesome, orgy, and other things. They work out their fetishes. I try to be like a ringmaster. Get everything done that people want done. I don't participate. I've been there, done that. I don't need to participate. My thing is to get everything done. Make sure people are happy. Give them what they want. So, if you have a particular fetish or fantasy that you want realized, just simply tell me and I make it happen. That's what the club is all about. We are dealing with adults here. We are dealing with persons who want certain things done for their gratification and satisfaction. Give us a try. Other activities, later on we'll have things as seminars, workshop. We'll be doing lots of stuff with tantric sex to show you a higher form of sexual interaction to get you into that mood of understanding. There's a difference between physical sex and spiritual sex. It's a higher understanding. So, for those of you who are interested, keep in touch with us. Of course, you can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, WhatsApp 740-1961. Our two websites, one is www.drrajthesexologist.com. The other is www.drrajthesexologist.com.
Satoro, S-A-T-O-R-O, .club. On Satoro.club, some of the things that take place in the event, we have the actual photograph there. The photograph that you see on WhatsApp, those are POV photographs. It's when we zoom into a particular area for you to see what's taking place in that area of the body. But in the Satoro.club, where you have to sign up and become a member, you don't just go in there free. The price you pay is signing up. There will be a paid part of that where you get to see the movies and things that are actually done. But we are opening that yet to the public. Now you can see photographs and clips that my cameraman has, that other people have access to, so we can do what we need to do and put it out there. So, those are mediums by which you can connect with Dr. Raj. We are on all the social platforms. We put out information all the time. For those of you who want to contact me, 7401961, and it is my personal cell phone number, also WhatsApp. So there are many ways you can connect with us. You can connect with us through Total Image, the store in St. Augustine. You can connect with us through what we call the Adult Dr. Raj Adult Boutique at Bamboo number 3. You can connect with us through the Dr. Raj Adult Boutique in Debe, Dr. Raj Adult Boutique in Princeton, and Dr. Raj Adult Boutique in Chaguanas. We have all these outlets for you to connect with us. It's where you can go to get your toys, your novelties, your supplements. You can go there to our clinic, with the exception of Bamboo number 3. Right? You can go there to get your massages done. You can go there to have fun. But if you want anything connected, if you want anything connected with the things that I talk about concerning the clubs and other things, contact me personally or come to the Santa Crustin branch. Tell the receptionist I need to speak to Dr. Raj about the club. There's no charge to that. Tell the receptionist I want to join the club. No charge for that. Just come in and see me. Let's discuss it. We are here to facilitate the things that you need. And those of you who want to get a job in those areas, feel free. There are persons who are out of school right now and they want to earn a dollar. We have avenues for you to make money in as a talent, as a fluffer, as a comforter, as somebody assisting us upstairs, a gopher, what they call a gopher. We have persons who we need as bartenders and waitresses. So there are avenues for persons to be employed in all the clubs, in all the activities, CSR, clinic attendant, masseuse and masseur. We have opening for all those things. So if you are interested, get in touch with us. Of course, my email is out there. It's girirajramnanan@gmail.com. And you can also contact me via my WhatsApp. So getting back to the topic of attraction. When you look at the number of things that we as human beings are attracted to, we are attracted to a nice car, a nice pair of shoe, a handbag, a nice hairdo. So you go in, you see something in a picture, and you go by the hairdresser and say, I want this hairstyle. Well, you don't have the hair for it, then. But that's what you're attracted to. You're attracted to certain types of food. You're attracted to the taste. You like the smell of it. Right, the feel of it. What it does to you, the satisfaction that it gives you. The five senses are all play an important part and a role in attraction. Fortunately for us men, the first attraction we have is this sense of sight. We see things long before. I know women that see things coming around corner and thing too, eh? I know that. Don't worry, I know that. When a man feel a woman and see something, she will see. That's why I see something on your cell phone and you're texting somebody and the woman next to you says, that's what you're doing. Yeah, she named Janet. Oh. And you wonder how the hell she see that. They're good at that. But it's not an indictment of women. It's an endorsement of some of the things that they're skilled with. some of the guys, they're more skilled with the visual part of it and they're not skilled with the touch. They don't know what to do with their hands. Some guys, they don't know how to kiss. So that's what I tell you. When we say we have in seminars and whatnot, it's to teach people these things. Teach individuals, young persons. Let's put it this way. If a person asked you to get married, what is the reason for you getting married? You have to ask yourself that question. When you are getting married to someone, do you know what to do?
I don't think any of us ever got instructionals on the procedure. We just know make sure he okay, make sure he don't treat his mother bad so he wouldn't treat you bad. You pay attention to the characteristics and make sure that they contribute to your life the same way that you contribute to theirs. And be dedicated to the commitment. Don't give up on the first out.
Don't give up on the first out.
No one gets an instruction manual, as you rightly say, or a remote control. So you can't stop here and fast forward or rewind. Nobody. Instruction manual, you don't have that. Do you know what is your instruction manual? Your instruction manual is looking at your parents, for those who have parents. Your instruction manual is looking at your neighbor and his wife or her husband. Those are the things that instruct you as to how you should behave with your partner. Your instruction manual is common sense. Your instruction manual are the things that you observe with other people and how they live. Your instruction manual is not a TV show. Don't ever make a TV show your instruction manual. That is something that is done for entertainment. Right? That's why when you're watching one of them Indian soap, you go see something happening, a man falling off a building, you see 15 different angles for about 15 seconds or 50 seconds or 50 minutes. The same thing, that's just entertainment. That's all it is. But I think a couple, new couples who are going to get married, should talk to someone in authority. Not a pastor, priest, or imam, or a pundit. Talk to someone who you could see as a mentor about marriages, about being married, about relationships, about what keeps you together. Don't go and talk to no divorcee, you know. Don't make the mistake of talking to a single person about marriage. It's like talking to a carpenter about plumbing. Exactly. Now somebody go jump up and say, I's a carpenter and a plumber too. Duh, you missed the point. You need to speak to someone who has a track record of being married. And in your opinion, his marriage is a success. I don't like to use the word happily married. I don't like to use that word. When somebody say they're happily married, that is at the moment. Because you are happy sometime and you are sad sometime. Kabhi kushi kabhi gham. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. So there's no such thing as a happy marriage. There's a successful marriage. Because if you can overcome the bad in your marriage, the good times is just there to enjoy. And if you wait and the good times is up here and the bad times is down there, that's real successful. And you can still be in love with your partner regardless of the amount of time that you're married. That is a success. That is what we talk about. A successful marriage. So the attraction is still there to your spouse. No matter how long the time may be, the attraction is still there. You have not thought about separating and going separate ways or getting a divorce. Because through thick and thin, you were there with that person. That person was there to you, with you. And he gave to you and you gave to him. That is a successful relationship. That is what you have to strive for. All the persons who are thinking about getting married, throughout, what you're going to have is challenges, and what is going to make you a better person is how you overcome those challenges in your relationship. Because we are human beings and we make missteps. We all make missteps. No one is perfect. And don't ever look for the perfect man or the perfect woman. I hear some person say, I'm looking for the perfect man or the perfect woman. You'll sit down there waiting forever. You have to take what you have. It's like somebody hand you some dirt. Clean, nice dirt. Until you make something out of that. And you don't have a potter's wheel. And you go just squeeze it up and thing and bend it up and say, okay, I'm making a sword. This is the neck. That's the head. But they give you the mud. And they give you a potter's wheel. And you put that mud on the potter's wheel and you start molding it. Can't you make a vase out of it?
Of course, with any proper tool and correct raw resources.
A technique. Technique. You have to have the technique. The raw material, the tool, and the technique. Who gives you the technique in the marriage? The technique in the marriage has to come from your brain, your parents or your parent, your grandparents, if they're still alive, your uncle, your aunt, your tante, your nene, right? Who can actually give you guidance? But how do you use those tools is how you communicate with your partner. And in communicating, how you compromise with your partner. And in the compromise is how you appreciate one another. How much does this person appreciate me? The little things that you do for the person, the little thing that the person does for me. If he or she understands the small things that are going to make me appreciate life more. Small things that are going to make me happier. Because at the end of the day, nobody could make you happy. You know? You make yourself happy. And if you're in a situation where the attraction has gone and the repulsion is more than the attraction, you can't be happy. How are you going to be happy with a situation where you are repulsed by your partner? How could you be? You have to start finding ways to build the attraction. You have to find ways to make it something that is palatable. Something that it is tasty to you. It is something that stimulates me. How many of you? Well, I have a greater audience out here in these two forums than what I have inside here. But I'm looking at five people. How many of you in your relationship feel that attraction when you look at your partner? And I don't want to answer, you know. I want you to think. How many of you, when you think about being next to that person, you get butterflies in your stomach? How many of you, when you leave here this afternoon, want to go home or go and communicate with your partner? And I'll tell you something, texting is not love, eh? There's no love in texting, eh? I could say anything I want in a text. Communication should be in person. And when you are with the person, put down your communication device such as your cell phone. Give that person your undivided attention because this is that fleeting, that few moments you have. Right? That few moments. Let's say you're spending an hour with your lover, your boyfriend or your husband or your wife. Put aside your cell phone and give that person your attention as much as that person will want your attention so that whatever is said or done in that 1 hour will last until you meet again. Build the attraction. Do not allow technology to put a wedge between you and your partner. And I see people get horned by texting. Serious horning. You know. I'm talking about the person would not walk out in front of their husband naked and will be sending nude pictures of themselves. You know. That is serious horning. You know. But those are the things that happen. Because the sort of attraction that you need is no longer there. Oh, it was never there in the first place.
If you feel comfortable enough to send those pictures to someone,
and your other half always arguing or cursing or whatnot. Now you're comfortable to the other person, but your present personal guy is not like that. That is
what I'm saying.
The person who receiving it, understand that you are comfortable enough with him. You know you like that sort of communication with him. And the person that you're with is not that person. Aren't you moving away? Aren't you being pulsed by the person? Is the person pushing you away? So that's what's happening. There's dissatisfaction. There's no love. There's no commitment. There is no... There's nothing that is going to hold you there. And I'll tell you something this is what I want to wrap up with. With loss of attraction, revulsion, the sex is good, you know.
Say that again.
The sex is good. It cannot be good because you'll be doing a favor for the person. When the person wants to have sex with you, say, get it over with her.
The fastest way ever.
All right, because you're no longer attracted to the person. Get it over with. I don't want to have sex with you, really. You know, satisfy yourself and go your way, man, or fall asleep, which you usually will do.
That is Islam, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
So when you have that happening in your relationship, what happens to you as a person? What happens?
You feel neglected, isolated, lonely.
Bored.
And those are the signs of you dying inside. You move into a state of depression.
Until you come by Dr. Raj and everything opens up and you smile a lot.
That's what happened to you? And that's a serious thing. So,
attends up to 50% off. Fall in love with us all over again. Rattan's Recovery Sale have over 500 household items to choose from: curtains, brand name sneakers, clothing, and much more. Rattan's is located nationwide: Pennywise Plaza, Laramie, High Street, San Fernando, Cooper Main Road, Chaguanas, Arima, Tunapuna, and Henry Street, Port of Spain. Radiant Sensational Secret brings to you Freedom versus Masters and Slaves. On the 19th of November, come explore with us as we become one with ourselves, as we become master or slave, or slave in the BDSM community. Freedom will have live dancing, acts, and live massage, as well as a sensual after party. Eye mask must be worn. This event will be held at a private location and tickets must be purchased before the date. Female tickets, $250 non-partaking, $275 partaking. Male tickets, $350 non-partaking, $375 partaking. Couples, $500 partaking. For more information, WhatsApp or call 398-8779 Giselle. Again, 398-8779 Giselle, or follow them on Instagram at Lust Secrets 1. LustSecrets 1.
So, folks, I'm just.
You guys have disappeared on me.
You hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
Okay, sorry about that. So I was wrapping up and letting persons know that whatever you need to fulfill in your life, sexually or otherwise, we are here to provide the avenues for you to get those things. You want to advertise a product? This is the program to advertise your product on. When you advertise here, you reach 50,000 people at least during the broadcast, and afterwards you may be reaching 100,000 people with money in their pocket to spend. If you want to satisfy a fetish, a fantasy, or a kink, we can iron it out for you. If You need to come to the clinic for a sexual dysfunction. You need to have a consultation. You need to speak to someone about things that are bothering you. Dr. Raj Adult Boutique, the Adult Therapy Center, Total Image is where you need to be. We are here to assist you. The lovely angels are here to entertain you. We have live events. We have the club. I know all of them that's been in the club. So sometimes I just want to go to the club because they're there, you know. I don't know what all they're planning for me. If I tell you some of the things that the angels did to me before, yeah? Since 1994. It had one angel. She used to tell my wife, I want Raj until 4 o'clock the morning of his birthday. All of the day before his birthday and until 4 o'clock. He's coming home 4 o'clock in the morning. And she served the best parties for me, boy. I used to love myself.
You can only imagine.
It's beyond your imagination. Really beyond my imagination. I remember one. I'll just tell you one of the things. One of the things that they did for me, they had a pool party. And they placed this plank across the pool. I don't know how she did it, but she did it. And on the plank across the pool, she had a chair. So it was more than one plank. And I was led to this chair and I sat there blindfolded. So I had no idea where I was. I was guided onto this chair. And all the people who were working for us at that time, each one of them presented me a gift with a kiss. Not on the lips, on the cheek. And the chair was turned to the stage area. I don't know who was doing all these things. And there were performances on the stage area. And when the blindfold was removed, I was over the deep end of the pool, sitting there watching this. And I'm like, I can't move. So those were some of the lovely things that were done. So anyway, thank you all for tuning to Sexplosion on Power 102 FM Digital. For those of you on the Facebook Live, thank you very much. We had a lot of persons who were on. To my old friend, Richard, and my brother-in-law and others who came on, Dr. Singh, thank you. I appreciate it. The support is always needed and appreciated. So until we meet again next week, from 4 to 6, the angels, good afternoon. Just tell the listening audience what you want to tell them.
Good afternoon, everybody, and have a lovely evening.
Thank you for having us.
We hand you over to Master Control.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Raj, and thank you to the naughty angels.
Yeah. That'll be great. Can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you so much. Tune in next Friday for another edition of Sexplosion right here at Power 102 Digital.
Dr. Raj is back on Power 102 Digital.
Sexplosion.
Yes, Sexplosion is back every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Join Dr. Raj as he explores the issues related to sexual intimacy and sexuality.
Hi, this is Dr. Raj. I am back on Power 102 with Sexplosion.
Join us. Sexplosion with Dr. Raj is back.
4 to 6 every Friday and only on Power 102 Digital.